A part doesn't equal the whole, yet that's what some try to do with the Word of God. They'll proclaim the part that gives to them, but hope they can kind of overlook the part that calls on them. An example of this is, what is perhaps the best known verse of the Bible, John 3:16? Everyone can embrace the first part of that verse, which gives to us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." But what about the remainder of that verse? "That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Believing. That's what your responsibility is. That belief requires faith and obedience in God's word, sharing it with others, and the study of it with a full dedication. Believing isn't like rent moratoriums or unemployment stay-at-home bonuses. You're called on to act, not just sit. Some of the examples of this idea, they're not always right next door to each other like this one was. It's the study of the Bible which results in the answers when understanding is challenging. As Christ is being crucified, he cries out to God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, some look at this as reason to question why God would forsake his son. Again, you're called on to act for a full understanding, which in this case isn't really a heavy task at all. When Jesus cries out with those words, he's bringing true the prophecy that's found in Psalm 22 verse 1, which reads, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning?" Now, if you connect this with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, you wind up with your answer and understanding. The verse reads, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." On the cross, the sin of man was cast upon Jesus the man, who felt forsaken. In literally that next moment, Jesus the Son of God called out to his Father, as we read in Luke 23:46, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. John chapter 8 offers several lessons in the importance of avoiding a narrow reading of God's word. John 8:15, Jesus says, "You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one." Well, that sounds like absolution, doesn't it? Or maybe the rinse and repeat process that many Catholics believe confession allows them. Let's go to verse 16 of John chapter 8. "Yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me." The Word of God is given to us to strengthen us, just like when you go to the gym to improve your physical strength, the same is true in studying the Bible for your spiritual strength. The harder you work, the greater you'll benefit.